January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm alone.
Show. It is Thursday. That means it is contest day on the American Adversaries radio show. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in tonight. That's right. You're listening to us live, drive time, prime time on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening a little bit later on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network delayed basis tonight at midnight. All right, that's right, folks. We're ready to rock and roll with our contest today. In just a moment, I'll have Mike give us the rules one more time, and then we'll open up the contest lines. And we also have some special guests who are going to join us in a little while, and they'll help us judge some of the contest entries. And, of course, we got the big prize package ready to go for you, and we got the day's news ready to go for you. We're all caught up on the Senate Intel hearing, the latest on two White House officials helped Congressman Nunez get the information.
I don't know if I'll be able to eat tonight, Chris.
I don't think I'll be able to sleep.
Oh, my God. I know.
And then we're going to talk once again about Evelyn Farkas, who has been suddenly thrust into the
flight. She's becoming exciting.
Well, guess where, if you've been listening to this show, you heard about Evelyn Farkas first?
Right here.
Right here. On this show.
That's right.
The day that she gave that initial interview that suddenly Hannity and everybody else.
And here we go.
That day, I caught that interview that morning, and I brought her name up. And I do believe I even said, remember this name. This is one of those names you're going to hear more and more, right?
Well, I think she's going to become a star before it's over.
Yeah, you know.
A falling star.
That name Farkas, you know, whenever I hear it, it reminds me of that movie, you know, the Christmas Christmas story?
Yes.
Because one of the bullies, or one of the friends in this is Farkas.
Farkas.
Right. So it's sort of a unique name in that sense. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. All right, let me go around the room and introduce everybody. Of course, we got the man who comes up with the contest plan. That'd be the union boss, Michael McBath. We got the Rick Brown, recovering politician, successful entrepreneur with us.
You know, I did something decidedly unliberal today, and I spent the entire day doing payroll for 145 people.
Oh, you're a pure Republican.
Pure Republican
activity. Yeah, you're doing payroll,
God bless
buddy.
You. God yeah. bless you. Thank you for that.
Yep.
And you got that MG ready to go for Saturday?
No.
Oh,
no, I blew a head gasket.
Are you going to tow it over there?
I don't know. I had a friend that went by, was by the shop today, and they said they are actively working on it, so I'm really hoping to get a phone call tomorrow.
I got a friend who has a Ford truck, and he offered to come over and throw it up in the back of that and carry it down for you.
We could probably lift it on the back of a pickup.
That's what I mean. All right, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick, the marathon man, Lo Cicero, is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. First of all, before we even get to our contest, we have one more pair of tickets to give away to a live wrestling event. Now, it is tonight, but it begins at 8 o'clock, so you still have plenty of time to get there, and you don't have to come by the station or anything. The tickets will be waiting for you at the will call, and it's a pair of tickets to the Evolve 80 wrestling show that Trevin was telling us about the other night. Yep. These are great.
They're
up-and-coming stars, evolving stars, as Mike put it. And that is tonight at the Plaza Live. It's the old High Life Fronton.
Great man. Right. Great venue.
Great venue. It is, and yes, they will have a concession stand
open.
Beer.
That makes it even more exciting.
That's even more exciting. Yeah.
And these tickets are free for the first caller at 407-774-8255. You need to call right now to get these tickets so we can get word to Trevin, and they'll be waiting for you over there. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. It's fun for the whole family. And once again, with all this WrestleMania stuff going on, professional wrestling fever.
It's like all the way through Tuesday.
Right. I mean, this is a nice warm-up, and if you can't partake in WrestleMania, this is a great way to sort of get some of the wrestling Jones taken care of.
And the price is right.
It is.
That's a great thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So these free tickets are available right now. First caller, 407-774-8255. Okay. All right. So if you want the tickets, call now. All right. And so in the meantime, before we get down to business, we have the business of the contest. So, Mike, if you'll give us the rules one more time.
Well, this is sort of a pleasure this week because every time I watch TV and see all these different politicians, it just fits in perfect. What we're doing is, what message would you leave for Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, anybody you so desire that's a congressman or a senator on his or her after six congressional or Senate phone answering service? So don't be bashful, because they're not going to be on it, but leave them the message how you feel about the type of job they've been doing for us. My example would be Chuck, and you know who I'm talking to. Stop working against America. You need three transplants, Chuck: a brain, hair, and also a country. Chuck, have a good day, buddy, one of your constituents. So remember, you're leaving it on their phone line.
All right. Then what we're looking for is something pertinent, something relevant, something topical, something creative, something funny, and something clean. So keep it clean for us. You remember, the NSA would be listening if you were to leave this message on a congressperson's or president's answering machine. And it can be positive or negative. If you want to leave a message for
Trump.
It
could be a Republican. It could be whoever.
Right.
If you want to leave a message for in the after six phones.
That's right. Now, I came up with one, but I'll give you mine a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll go ahead and open up the contest lines, 407-774-8255. We'll go over the prizes here again in a little while. So the Senate kicked off their intel committee hearings today on the so-called Russian tampering, and it's another circus. The ranking Democrat, what's this guy's name? He's got the real bad complexion.
Oh, Shifty?
No,
not Shifty.
That's in the House.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
House.
The Senate.
Anyway, the Democrat, ranking Democrat on the committee today, was reaching for straws, looking for collusion between the so-called collusion between the Russians and Trump, and grabbing at straws. I mean, this is really a
it's getting boring, Chris.
There's nothing there, and no. I welcome them to carry on with this nonsense because there is nothing. They got nothing, and they are nothing, and people will see that and see it more and more. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is cracking jokes about it. Did you catch the interview that he gave this morning on CNBC?
Yep, I did.
All right,
the entire world is cracking jokes about it.
Yeah, as it turns out, because the media and everyone who were there laughed when he joked. He was there this morning on a joint interview with the president of Finland, or prime minister, Ernesto, and the prime minister of Iceland, Gudini Johansson. Don't you love that name?
Nice.
Yeah. Sounds like a name of a vodka or something.
Gudini, yes. Get your Gudini.
Have some Gudini.
I have a new grandchild coming. I wonder if they would consider that name.
Gudini the Great.
Hey, Gudini. Call her Dini for sure, right? Yeah. Gudini Johansson.
And I like
that
name.
They were answering questions. It was an Arctic conference of the three of them, and answering everything from defense questions about the Arctic and who owns what in the Arctic, and the Russian thing. And when Putin was asked directly, did the Russian government have anything to do with it, he quoted Reagan, but actually it was a George H.W. Bush quote. He says, one time Ronald Reagan said, read my lips, no. So read my lips, no. And everyone started laughing in the audience.
But, I mean, what does American people expect? I would expect them to be spying on us. I would expect them to do everything they can just because you are a political enemy and, a longtime historical enemy. So they're going to be doing this. What a surprise.
It's game on.
It's just this whole thing's a waste of America taxpayers' money.
They were talking today about, the Russians had 1,000 workers in the basement of the Kremlin working on this overtime. How many think are working in the NSA, the CIA, the DDD, and all? What was it, 16, 17 agencies out there working? How many of them do you think are working trying to undermine the Russians?
This is
the game. This is the espionage game, the spy versus spy game, marathon man game. Go watch the movie.
Then again, that they'd think the American people are stupid, so they can throw these things out there thinking everybody's going to buy it and be wringing their hands and worried about the Russians.
Plus, I think it covers up the accomplishments that Trump is continuously doing week in and week out.
Yep. What was that phrase Reverend Jackson used last night when he talked?
Don't get into people prison.
People prison.
And I like that.
Right.
That describes it very well.
And see, that's where people are. And that's why I say politics like professional wrestling. He characterized it a little different way. I say, you find your champion, and right or wrong, that's your champion. And so you just rationalize it that way. And so that's what you're talking about. You see, you're locked into my person is good, the other person is bad. Therefore, even if they have an idea that I once thought was good because they had it, it's now bad.
Well, it's like sports, right?
It is.
You're a St. Louis Cardinals fan. It doesn't matter if the entire team flips over next year. You're still a doesn't matter on the individuals.
Right.
It just matters.
Right. Yeah.
Do you think the other team would steal your signals?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'd expect Russia to be spying. God bless you. We should be prepared to, kick them off.
Here's the whole thing about it. And we're already getting some contest entries lined up. We'll get to you. But I want to go through this real quickly. Here's the whole thing about it. This woman, Evelyn Farkas. Okay.
Right.
Now, as I said, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the day of the interview that she had with Mika on the Morning Joke. And it was the last interview of the morning as they were going off the air and then going to the 9 o'clock show. And she was talking about how she had instructed people that were in the intel community to collect the data that they had already collected on Trump.
Get as much information as you can, was her statement.
Exactly.
How about that?
And her statement was that she was behind this. She was encouraging this. All right. And so it took a little while. I mean, this is why I say we are the voice to be reckoned with. We are titans of talk radio because we're always out front. All right. It took Hannity a couple weeks, but he finally caught up, and he made a bigger deal out of it. I'll say that. But I pointed out what she said that day. I said this was more evidence that Trump was right. I mean, every day it seems like we have evidence that Trump was right. That was that day's fair, right? But I said, remember this woman's name. And
you know, Chris, one other statement she made in the last couple of days was, at the time, she was not always comfortable with information that Obama had accumulated.
How about that?
Boy.
How about
that? That's a problem statement? I do.
All right.
Get yourself a lawyer.
Yep. So today she shows up on CNBC. Now, CNBC, MSNBC, and NBC are all the same corporation.
Right, communist networks.
All right. So she's now an analyst. For NBC.
Oh,
right? Why not?
A Russian analyst NBC, right? But I will say this, that the morning Squawk Box crew worked her over a little bit.
Oh, good.
All right. Joe Kernan and...
Yeah. Well,
and,
Joe's, you know, he's a right thinker.
Yeah.
I like
and,
him.
But
yeah.
But even the liberals...
Right, right.
Were, you know, so what's this all about?
Mm-hmm.
They were giving her a chance to straighten out the record, is what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
Kernan was trying to get to the root of it, but they were giving her an opportunity to respond to her critics, right? And oh no, she didn't have anything to do with it. She was out of the government at the time, and she was just expressing to Mika why people were doing the leaking.
I'm not sure that's how you presented it earlier.
No, it wasn't at all.
Yeah, right.
No. It wasn't at all.
That's what I say. Get a lawyer.
Yeah. And so, and then she also said that, and get this, and this is something I've pointed out before too, because the liberals are doing the Russians' bidding. And here's her version of what I just said. She said, Russia tampered in order to reduce our confidence in our democracy and our elections. Who is working overtime right now in the Senate committee today?
Reduce our confidence.
In our democracy, in our elections. Who is working overtime today, right now, to do just that?
How about, can I guess, Obama, Clinton, the Democratic Party?
The media?
The media? Congress.
Yeah, I think we can.
This farce of a hearing today in the Senate.
That was a joke.
It's all about undermining our confidence in this election.
Right.
You see, they will say, oh, no, it's not all of democracy and elections. It's this one only.
No.
Right? Well, if that's what the game they're going to play, it's whatever election they deem to be legitimate.
Right.
And, of course, anyone they win will be legitimate. Anyone they lose will not.
Of course.
That's what this nonsense is about.
Yep.
And if anybody is doing the Russians' bidding for them, it is Evelyn Farkas and Barack Hussein Obama et al.
That's why I'd be backing off of the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah?
All right. By the way, she was the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia.
Well, I'm glad she's not in there now. She'd be sending them our missile defense.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines and get our contest started for tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number, and we are just getting warmed up.
I can't wait to see how they react calling one of their senators. You know, or
whoever.
Oh, boy.
All right. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same. Soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a bit heavier on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, you're slow at 535, then heavy Conroy to Ivanhoe. Fairbanks to 436, you're on the brakes now. 417 to the bridge, also heavy. Westbound, brake lights start at Princeton to the turnpike, and then Sand Lake Road to the beach line. Past Osceola Parkway is heavy, too. Beach line, got a crash westbound right at I-4, causing delays both sides between the turnpike and I-4, and heavy on the 408 eastbound from Pine Hills to I-4. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That'd be the entry music for somebody who, well, we'll just wait and see. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. The tickets are still available. We had several calls for the tickets, but they couldn't go tonight. The tickets are for tonight. It's at Plaza Live, WWN Live Wrestling, Professional Wrestling. Two tickets free for tonight. The event begins at 8 o'clock. You just have to go there. You don't have to come by here and pick the tickets up or anything. They'll be waiting for you at the door. Okay, so if you want them, they're still available. Last call for the free WWN tickets for tonight, 407-774-8255. And I see all the lines are busy, so let's open one up. Al is the first one up for our contest tonight. Al, thank you for calling.
Good evening, Chris.
How you doing?
Hey,
Al.
Yeah, I got a call for Mr. Schumer.
Chucky, okay.
For his answer machine.
Yep.
And I'll say, Chuck you, Schumer.
Yeah,
you can stop crying because you lost, because you did win a participation trophy.
That's good. Yeah, that's about where he is. Mm-hmm. He has a participation. He's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. That's good.
The whole intent of that, of course, would be able to make him that much madder.
It's like scoring 120 in golf. Right. You know
all
what
right.
I mean?
Yep. All right, Al. Thanks.
Oh, that's wrong?
All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. That's a great way to start the contest.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay, now we have a line open if you want those wrestling tickets. Rick, you're next for the contest. Thank you for calling tonight.
Evening, gentlemen.
How hey, you Rick. Doing, Rick?
I have a heartfelt message for Hillary Clinton. Hillary, after two devastating presidential run losses and a string of failures as Secretary of State, nobody wants you to give up your retirement and come out of the woods. But as long as you're in the woods, remember to stay out the bushes.
Stay out of the bushes.
Very nice.
That's good. See, that's very clever.
That's pretty clever, Rick.
Very clever.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Great,
did you see
Rick.
Her wearing leather the other day?
Thank you, Rick. Yeah. God bless you. What's that?
Did you see her wearing leather the other day?
Don't put that thought in my
God,
mind.
Oh, God, it was horrendous. A horrible thought.
She was.
Let's get in at least one more contest entry before we have to take a break. David, that is you. Thank you for calling tonight. David, thanks for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Okay, hello, David.
Once again, 407-774-8255 is the number. What message would you leave for who? One more try for David. David, are you there? Okay.
And nothing came back.
Okay, go ahead, David. Thanks for calling.
All right. Hi. This is for pretty much any Democrat, but we'll just pick Feinstein.
Okay.
This is the offices of the National Institute of Mental Health reminding you of your appointment tomorrow, and we will be adjusting your medication.
I like the way you did that, David. Very, very cute. You know?
Adjusting meds.
Yeah. We'll be tripling it up. You know?
I love it. Excellent, David. Excellent.
That was good.
All right. We got a good one going tonight. Good. All right.
We'll be competitive tonight.
All right. Once again, thank you, David. You other contest entries, stay on the line. We got to take a hard break. You are playing for a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown right here. Don't forget, Saturday nights.
We got trivia.
That's right.
Along we're in Tuscarora Road.
That's in Oviedo. And then you'll get that massage for two
I know.
In the Serenity
priceless,
Room.
Priceless.
That relaxing
and
cut bag. And the life-size cutout from Dino and Janice Rento. Janice Rento Studios.
So that's worth really putting some time on.
Right. Yep, you bet.
We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Texas pastor says the families of 13 church members killed in an auto accident came to the church hours after the wreck to try and grieve together. Brad McLean, senior pastor of First Baptist Church in New Braunfels, Texas, said during a news conference Thursday that the church's priority is to care for and guide the families of those killed in the wreck a day earlier. McLean said some of the victims were members of the church for years who had participated in mission trips together. The group was returning from a three-day church retreat Wednesday when their small bus collided with a pickup truck that authorities say had drifted across the center line near the town of Concan. Those killed ranged in age from 61 to 87. One bus passenger is hospitalized, as is the 20-year-old truck driver. On Wall Street, the Dow by 69 points, the NASDAQ rose 17, the S&P advanced 7, oil up to $50.35 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan. Here's your 60-second answer news update. The launch window opens at 6 o'clock tonight for another SpaceX launch. This one will carry a communications satellite and will use a recycled rocket booster. They'll also attempt to land that first stage again on a drone ship out in the Atlantic. A death row inmate convicted of slaying Brevard County Deputy Barbara Pill 5 years ago this month will get a new sentencing hearing. That new sentencing hearing for Brandon Lee Bradley comes because the jury ruling that recommended death was not unanimous the first time. If a new jury's recommendation isn't unanimous, Bradley receives life without parole. Universal Orlando has released pricing for its new water park, Volcano Bay, now under construction off I-4. A one-day ticket will cost $67 for adults and $62 for kids. North Carolina lawmakers have reached a deal to repeal the state's bathroom bill, and the stock market finishes up. Get all the news you need from your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Pretty typical for this time of the day on I-4, eastbound, heavy from Convoy to Ivanhoe, and then you're on the brakes from Fairbanks up to 434. After that, slow up to Lake Marion, heavy 417 to the bridge. Westbound delays, Princeton to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to the Beach Line, heavy past Osceola Parkway. Beach Line, an earlier crash westbound at I-4, has backups both directions between I-4 and John Young Parkway. And we've got a crash on the 429 northbound before Plant Street, delays back to the Turnpike on that one. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660, The Answer.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the WWN tickets are gone. Congratulations to Al. He'll be going to a great live event tonight. And don't forget, I mean, the WWE events start tomorrow night with the induction for the Hall of Fame ceremony. Kurt Angle, DDP, and a lot of other great wrestlers.
I mean, there are a ton of legends around town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, Chris, as you know, right when we walked in here, Hacksaw called us right here at the station.
Yeah.
And we probably should have gotten on, but I know he said he's booked all weekend. You know, like from the morning, afternoon, night. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, culminates Sunday night with WrestleMania. But then the WWE is going to have their Raw and SmackDown events. This is unprecedented.
Yeah.
Never done this before. They usually follow up WrestleMania with Raw in the same city because Raw is Monday night.
Right.
But they would always then move on. But this time we're going to get the full treatment.
Why are we a great wrestling town? I'm trying to figure that out.
Because we got a lot of great wrestlers here.
I guess I reckon. That must be it.
Listen to the Americans because we're here.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. You know what I mean? We're leading the way, blazing the trail.
All right. So we're in the midst of our contest as we come to you from the Relax In Comfort Studios. And I really want you guys to go over there. Whether you win the contest or not, you can still check out these chairs, these Panasonic chairs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'd be worth it just as a hey, do you mind if I go sit there for a while?
That thing.
When you stay there 2 days, you fall asleep.
It'll have you feeling like some pizza dough the way that thing kneads you and rolls you around and
that's
stuff,
great.
And squeezes you. And
or if your wife gives you aggravation, just send her over there. Hey, honey, why don't you go over there and stay for a year? A day.
And check out those sleep systems. You got one, don't you, Rick?
I have the bed. Yeah, the bed is great.
How long have you had it?
About 10 years.
Does it sleep the same today as when the day you got it?
Sure, because it's air. It's perfect.
And you get to select the firmness.
You have a memory foam pillow top on it, and it's air controlled, two separate sides for my wife and I.
And you can raise the head.
The heads come up independently. The feet come up independently.
Do you got the vibrator?
I got the vibrator on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Doesn't need quarters.
Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you what.
Boy, that sounds too complicated for me. Now, do you have music coming through the sheets or something?
I'll tell you what.
Oh, wait a minute.
Don't answer that question.
You haven't slept until you've slept on one of these beds, though.
Oh, it's great.
And I'll tell you, if you're not sleeping right at night, you're not living right during the day. You're not yourself.
No, you're shortchanging your whole activity.
You are.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's serious business. All right. Talking about serious business, we got to get that back to our contest. And Frank is up next. Frank, how you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Frank.
Excellent, Frank.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Downtown Rick Brown.
How you doing, bud?
I like when you're on a show because this group needs some class and up.
I do what
style,
I can do,
right?
A little more refined.
I do what I can do, brother.
You know what? This Vargas girl was so candid with her remark, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was on CNN, she didn't think anybody was going to hear him.
That's right.
it seemed insane, didn't it, to you listening?
On one hand, I was surprised. I was standing there going, am I hearing this? And am I hearing this on the morning joke with Mika?
Yeah.
And being the interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sort of this sort of therapy session they were having with one another, right?
Well, she's going to have plenty of.
We were so worried, and well, we're doing what we can to save the planet, kind of thing.
Do you think the FBI's interested in listening?
It was very damning, which is why I brought it up that very night. And I said, here's another instance of the media providing Trump with the evidence that he needs to disprove the media. So it was. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I want to see it to flower even more. So keep talking, Farkas.
Okay, Frank, your phone call, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. I guess Chuck Schumer's a popular guy to be calling, because I'm calling Chucky, y'all.
Chucky, right? Go ahead.
All right. Hello, Chucky. This is Frankie Rigg from the Bronx, and I'm going to be at your favorite five-star restaurant tonight, buddy. And my wife will be with me, and she voted for Trump, okay? So I want you to give her the same treatment you gave that lady the other night that voted for Trump, because Frankie's got a Knuckle Reuben waiting for you with extra Russian dressing on. Understand?
Knuckle Reuben.
Have a nice day.
That's beautiful.
With extra dressing, I like
extra
the touch.
Extra Russian dressing.
Extra
That's
Russian
right.
dressing.
Frank,
right.
I like that physical aspect of your message, you know?
Like it's WrestleMania, you know?
I love it. Yeah.
That's right. He's in the spirit.
To the back of the head. You knocked out one of his hair plugs.
You do that to him. Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, man.
All right.
End of the line.
Thanks, Frank. Another
great
entry.
Have a good night.
All right, these
good
folks are making it tough on us tonight.
Frank is a rough guy.
All right, let's see what Russell has in mind. Russell, thank you for calling this evening. We appreciate it.
Hey!
Hey-o. Okay, Russell. USA. USA.
Yeah, I got one for old Chucky Schumer.
Man, is he popular.
Yeah, this is from Oslama, code name. Get the camera out of the eyes of the clown in the Oval Office. Left behind from Osama Hoot. Get tape recorder left out of the presidential bathroom. And when Trump is thinking out loud, tell Cook to go heavier on X-Lax and the Trump teeth, 4:30 a.m. treat. And, oh, yeah, catch the 4:35 train out of there.
He X-laxed in the 4:35 train.
Man. All right, that's a little cruel, Russell, you know?
All right.
That's a good one.
Excellent, Russell. Thanks. I see you're going to the WWN event tomorrow night. I hope you enjoy it. Let us know how you like it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you. Man. We appreciate you,
my friend. Have a great time.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a
thank you, Russell.
Is tomorrow night the one with all the women, or is that the more afternoon?
That's Saturday afternoon. Noon. Oh. High noon at Plaza Live. If you can get in there, okay. It might be sold out now.
Yeah, no, I'll see you there.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the contest lines are open again. 407-774-8255 is the number. What message would you leave? Now, you see, I would call Vladimir Putin.
All right, I'd go right to the guy.
I'd say, Vladimir Putin, I got one thing to say to you.
Beep, beep.
No. It would be, if you did tamper in our election, and if you did have anything to do with Donald J. Trump beating Hillary Clinton, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
from
you.
From all us Americans. You know, wouldn't that be funny?
People I'll say for us all, thank you so much.
People cheering in the background, USA, USA. Oh,
see,
man.
That's what the liberals been wanting to hear anyway, right?
Yeah. Right.
These idiots, it is just remarkable, and Putin's having a field day with it. And it's only making him look bigger in the eyes of the world as we go scurrying around. You know, when you think about it, it makes us look weak. It makes the Soviet...
just look foolish.
Sorry, I was going to say the Soviet Union.
So
makes
much
Russia,
energy and time. It's just we look foolish.
No, just think about it. If the Russians were able to do this to us, does that make us look strong and competent?
Not.
No, it doesn't. Right?
The self-defeating.
It is. It's ridiculous. And these fools think they can turn it on and turn it off at will. You see, we can delegitimize this election, but next time when our guy wins, everything will be okay. No, it won't.
No, it won't.
No, it won't, because the other side's going to be thinking like you're thinking. You see? Mm-hmm.
How do they think Donald Trump got elected this time?
There you go. So they are the ones who are undermining our democracy, our elective process, electoral process, and they're doing it on purpose. But it's like I said, they are so naive, so ignorant as to think that they can turn it on and turn it off. Did you ever have any guys like that on the football team that they thought they could turn it on and turn it off at will?
It doesn't work in sports. Seriousness, because
it doesn't work.
You play heavily on emotion, and you know once that emotion dries up, you're in trouble. And we see that all the time, and particularly in the third and fourth quarters of many of the pro games and college games we've seen this year.
Interesting.
You live
you say
on emotion.
That. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So where would you say that we are in this administration? Are we in the third or fourth quarter yet?
You know, I think he's doing an outstanding job.
So we're in the first quarter.
Yeah,
we're in the
very beginning, yep. And I think the opposite team just doesn't know how to dig in. They're getting knocked around. They don't want to admit it, but they're, you know, it's about tie score, but they're about to get blown out of the game, stadium.
I'd say, to put it in a football analogy, that each team has moved the ball, but neither team has scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now if Gorsuch goes through on the seventh, like McConnell promises, that's a touchdown, right?
Yep.
We get some kind of legislation having to do with health care and taxes, that's another touchdown.
Right.
If they prevent anything from happening and keep Gorsuch, they get the touchdown. If they prevent tax health care reform, they get the touchdown.
Problem is they don't have a quarterback.
Well, no, they don't. And they don't have a coach. Well, right. I guess maybe they have a coach behind the scenes, Barack Obama.
Yeah, but he's a low-paid coach. He's not very good.
But then you got Bill Clinton over there, too, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the real problem is that their side and their playbook is unprincipled and un-American, because they really should be working in the same direction that the country's going to get us to where we need to be, because everything they're advocating is damaging to the country and damaging to our democracy and damaging to the world.
And at some point, damaging to their own party.
I don't even know that they care about that.
Well, at some level, they may not.
I mean, I just wonder if you go damage, now you get to 2018. Okay, now let's try to find some form of principle, which you have none.
Right. Well, they did that with Hillary, right? Yeah. And they couldn't pull it out.
Right.
She was supposed to be the savior.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And by the way, she's hinting that she wants to be back in the race. Our friend Ed Klein, we need to try to get him back on the show.
You mean the human race? What race are you talking about, Chris? I mean, I hope it's not the political race.
I don't know. She was wearing leather.
Please.
She's speaking in San Francisco. Yeah.
Well, that's where I could see her doing well.
Speaking in Frisco, wearing leather.
Well, I ain't going any further with that. By the way, this Evelyn Farkas this morning said that no, everybody misunderstood her original statements. She didn't know what was going on other than what she read in the papers.
Yeah, because all of us are stupid.
We forgot. She read it in the papers, and then she read between the lines, knowing what she knows, being in that high level of government. She would have had a pretty significant security clearance, by the way. But her original statement is, she talks about how far they went, and the methods that they used, that she was afraid that the methods would be compromised.
I mean, doesn't anybody warn her? I mean, boy, you talk about having legal counsel. Wow.
Well, this newspaper that she got that information from must have been the one that Obama finished with and handed to her, because he always got all his information from the media, too.
That was my first thought when she
said
that.
He's got 17 intelligence agencies that report to him. He didn't know a darn thing.
It's like these Democrats, they got these pat answers, right? It's like, I don't recall. No, I didn't know until I saw it in the newspaper.
Unless he was watching Matthews or Maddow, he had no idea what was going on in the world.
I found out when you did.
Another thing, too, we got to get rid of this word intelligent agencies. It should be less than intelligent agencies. Now, the less than intelligent agency said today, you know.
Well, it is a misnomer.
Yeah.
As former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said, they're not in the business of facts. They're in the business of analysis and conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They take some facts, but then they glean from that.
Well, they try to extract what they want.
Right. Well, it's they never get all the information. So it's a lot of
conjecture.
Did you ever see that movie? Yeah. You've seen Midway, right? The old movie Midway?
Yeah.
All right. There's one point where Charlton Heston goes down where the Navy intelligence officers are, and the intelligence guy is giving him some stuff, and he's going, well, how much of the Japanese are you able to break the code and translate? Oh, about 10%. He goes, 10%? This is guesswork. That's Charlton Heston, right?
Right,
and
right.
The guy looks at him and he goes, no, we like to call it analysis down here. And that's that encapsulates it. We get about 10-15% of what we want to get out there, and then we analyze
And then we analyze it to it supports our original hypothesis.
Or at least
and our dogma.
In their eyes, to come to the best conclusion, right?
That supports our dogma.
Right, right. Yeah. Even when we got Osama bin Laden.
Right.
They didn't know for a fact he was in there.
Right.
You know, if it hadn't been for that doctor who's still locked up in prison over there, maybe Trump can do something about that guy.
He's in Pakistan, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy,
yeah.
Nice place to be.
If it hadn't been for him, and even then, they didn't know that it was 100% sure.
You know, the gleaning is only as good as the gleaner.
That's about the size of it. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Ed is up next for
Big
our
Ed.
Contest tonight. What would be a phone message you would leave on an answering machine for who? That's what we want to know.
After six from your senator or congressman.
That's what we want to know from you tonight, right here. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound, heavy from Conroy to Ivanhoe, then slow and go from Fairbanks up to 434 and heavy 417 to the bridge. Westbound backup start at Fairbanks to the turnpike, then Sand Lake to 535 and heavy past Osceola Parkway. 429 northbound, a crash before Plant Street has backups back to the turnpike. 408 eastbound, heavy John Young Parkway to I-4 and slow Conroy up to 417. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Money, money, money.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. That's the Donald strutting music when he comes down the ramp in WWE.
You know what? I wonder if he's going to... I know he's going down to his place in Florida this weekend. I wonder if he'd stop by.
McMahon's a big friend of his.
Yeah, helicopter comes in, crowd goes crazy. Yeah,
comes to WrestleMania.
I tell you what. That might not be a bad idea for him with the 70,000 people there, right?
I do believe the crowd would appreciate it.
Oh, they would go nuts, because I guarantee that's his crowd, too. You know, so.
All right.
That would be nice.
All right. So we're in the midst of our contest tonight. The rules are you come up with a phone message for a politician or celebrity or entertainer or whatever, and the winner gets our great prize package, and Ed is up next. Ed, thanks so much for calling tonight.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Ed?
Well, my message would be for Hillary. So when Hillary hit her button, you know, I'd be there. Please, please, pretty please, Hillary, run for president, please. because I don't want my liar, liar pantsuit on fire bumper sticker to go out of style.
You know, Ed, I actually have that bumper sticker still on my car, and it still brings great laughs.
You know? You don't want it to go out of style. You
I know.
How much fun we had, you know, clowning around with her, man. I hope she does run again. It would be great.
Just think about how fun it was to beat her once. I mean,
all right. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. We need the barking.
Oh.
The barking dog. There you go. That's her. That's her. That's our gal. Plus, it'd be fun to see her and Elizabeth Warren sparring.
That would be a beautiful combination.
Yeah, that would be a good team.
Oh, yeah. Now, talk about WrestleMania.
That would be possible Playboy covers.
Yeah. I'd pay money for that.
Put them out of business. All right.
I'd bring the Jell-O.
All right, Ed. Great entry. Later. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You know, Chucky's really leading the pack. Hillary's in there.
He is.
You know, we're not getting a lot of diversity of people who they're leaving messages for.
Well, yeah, I said Putin.
Yeah, that was good.
I'd send him a thank you. That's for
Do you have a message yet, Rick?
By the way,
it's coming.
Okay.
Putin this morning, when asked, it was a pretty good interview. I mean, there were three of them on stage, and they all got a chance to respond at length. And when Putin was asked about, does he think he can work with the new administration?
He was very positive.
He was.
Yep.
And he said, in particular, when it has to do with the global battle against terrorism.
Right.
ISIS is just one part of that.
But I think the reporters might have been a little hesitant to shake him too much because he might kill you. Ask some of his opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Putin, don't get mad at me, but I want to ask you this question.
He gave very realistic, very frank, and straightforward responses.
That was pretty good, yeah.
And as I said, he said he's looking forward to cooperation to fight ISIS finally.
Mm-hmm.
He used that word finally.
Yeah.
This guy's been looking for a partner in the war on terrorism.
If he's sincere about that, that's the end of ISIS. He's sincere
about
it.
And it may be the beginning of a new relationship with the United States and
Russia.
Well,
they've known each other now, Chris, for years. What are you talking about, a new relationship, according to Democrats?
They're
good buddies, man.
The last thing they want to see is something that they thought Hillary Clinton could pull off.
And then he gets it done.
And then he gets it done.
Yep.
How about that? You see, they want Trump to fail at every turn.
Which is a failure of America,
right,
which is terrible.
Right, exactly. Yep. And it is, in one sense, that's the game, that's the nasty game of politics.
But there's a point in another sense, your country comes first, you know?
As long as you're dealing with truth, it's okay.
Yep.
But when you're concocting lies and fake news and doing it on a regular basis and building one lie upon another, more fake news upon fake news, that's when you're going down the wrong alley, you see?
Yep.
But in the end, those things usually snap back and bite the person who's doing it or group. And I do think the Democrats will pay a price because, look, even if Putin screwed around, you think that guy's so stupid that he's going to let the Democrats figure it out?
No, please. I know.
Come on. Give me a break.
He runs the KBG.
Come on.
They don't know what they're dealing with. They really don't. All they care about is how stupid can they keep the American public.
Right. Can I get elected again?
Right.
That's all they really care about.
And that is predicated.
On how stupid we can keep the American people.
There you go. Yep. Exactly.
Very sad.
They worked very hard at it, and they've been actually pretty successful at it.
Unfortunately,
I might
have to say. But the game's coming to a close.
Hopefully. And so there are more ways to get the real news nowadays. All right. So once again, come up with your contest entries. We will have a winner tonight, as usual, for our Thursday night contests. And for all you folks going to the wrestling events this week, I know you're going to have a whole lot of fun. The WWE.
I think of the money, though, $100 million in spending here in Central Florida.
That's
exciting. Really incredible.
Probably about $50 million of that's going to go into the WWE bank account.
Well, that's okay. you believe 50, you take 50. That's a
good
deal.
How many does the place hold?
For an event like this, it'll probably hold 75,000.
Wow.
Because they'll put people down on the floor field.
Yeah.
And I know when they were here before, they got over 70,000 in there.
Wow.
And that was before they refurbished the stadium.
That is amazing because the stadium has been refurbished, but you're going to be sitting way up there if you're in that. But if they pay the price,
I guarantee you, there will be standing room only.
Well, Chris, you're going to be there, right?
How about that?
But where?
I don't know.
you think you can get out in the ring for Royal Rumble?
No, all I care is that I am there.
Royal Rumble. I can see it.
It is a spectacle. And I tell you what, even if you're sitting at the very highest seat, farthest away, you will be able to see the whole thing.
Right, plus that TV screen.
It's probably the best vantage point.
In a lot of ways, it is. So just being there will be a hoot.
Yep.
And
do you think the women dress like the female wrestlers?
Some of them will.
Okay, you'll be there.
They might dress like Predator fans.
Well, I'll be there.
So we'll both be there.
All right, well, I hope you folks will be here with us when we come back from this short break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook if you do, and I hope you do. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And check out our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Soon to undergo major renovation. We'll be right back.
I think of something.
You'll get a little treat.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm alone!
What's that? Ole Miss played Alabama, and you played this introduction at the beginning of the game on the out in the stadium. Because what do you think their fans are? They're all conservative.
Oh yeah,
they're not liberal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you would have a pumped up audience. You
bet.
Know what I mean? I mean, one of those Southern SEC
That's
games.
Right. Well, we certainly hope that intro pumps you folks up like it does us. We're ready to go with hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you for listening to us as we come to you live right now on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, AM660TheAnswer.com, our website AmericanAdversaries.com, and you can always download the free WORL-FM-AM app into your smart device. You got Michael McBath in the studio. We'll go over the contest rules one more time in just a moment. You got Rick Brown in the studio. You got me, Christopher Hart. You got Nicholas Cicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get started, I just want to say something real quick. I guess it was, let's see, this is March, right?
End of March, yeah.
Yeah, it was March, was it three, it was 4 years ago, the Trayvon Martin thing, right?
Right, yes, right.
All right,
mm-hmm.
That's when we first went on the air during the drive time slot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the first week or so, while that Trayvon Martin case, or the beginnings of it, was going on, Trayvon had just been killed right before we went on the air in late February that year. As that story was developing, we did not talk about that story immediately. Lair was anxious to talk about it. I was reluctant to talk about it for one simple reason. We did not have all the facts on the story, or at least enough,
good reason, Chris.
Or at least enough facts
to, bad idea.
To draw appropriate
reasonable conclusion, right?
That's right. Okay, we've gotten a few calls yesterday and today. There is a story that's being played out in Rollins College in Winter Park. We are watching the story. We're not talking about it because, to be honest with you, I don't know the full scope of it. I know what's being said, but I do know that that's not the full story. Until we get the full story and I know what's really going on and I can draw some real conclusions, we're not going to talk about it. So,
but there is that preliminary information in the paper today.
Well, then
you know,
people,
if they
can
want to read that a little bit and get an idea,
they can go read the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
They can, but it's I don't want to be played, and I don't want to be played by either side. And so, when we get the facts, maybe then we'll talk about it. In the meantime, we will be watching it closely. Obviously, we're concerned anytime such allegations are made. Having said that, we are in the midst of our Thursday evening contest. We invite you to join us at 407-774-8255. And we now have another judge in the studio. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Yeah, and you know, this is a guy that leaves messages. I can assure you that.
He probably gets a few.
I just ask him to turn it down a little, too, brother.
Aubrey Kahn.
Mr. T. Rubble is in the house.
It's spelled T-R-O-U-B-L-E in capital letters, right? It's like that old Skinner song, Double Trouble.
Trouble, yeah. There I am.
All right.
You know, my contest entry would be for John McCain.
Oh, yeah?
And I'd say, John, how you doing? Did you get this bitter because America rejected you, or did America reject you because you got so bitter? Either way, it's time to either get on the train or go home. Oh, and by the way, thank you for your service.
Yeah. That was good, Rick. I mean, the object is, you know, leave a message for your senator, your congressman, on the After Six machine to allow them to pick up what you have to say. So call in and give us the message, and boy, we've got some good ones.
Absolutely.
Guess who's on the line?
I like the way you ended it with that respectfulness, right?
Absolutely.
Our last winner.
He's a veteran.
Last week.
That's right. Hey, yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Connor, you were the winner last week. I tried to call you. I couldn't get through, so you need to stay on the line regardless. And
that's probably why he's called that. Where's my present?
Yeah, I don't enter your contest.
Get out of here, you know?
Hey, Connor, thanks for calling. And by the way, you're not disqualified. If you can pull it off 2 weeks in a row, more power to you.
Have we ever had anybody
do that? Not yet.
I don't think so.
Not yet. Connor, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. I hope you all are doing well.
We are. Thank you, sir.
All right, I've got my my favorite target is Bernie Sanders.
Okay, Bernie.
Yeah.
So I'd say, Uncle Bernie, I'm just calling to make sure you took your pills today. You know, when you don't, you start talking about how socialism will finally be different and work in America. I know you're at your new beach house, but please call me back. I need to know how to pay only 13% on my taxes.
That's please
good,
leave that beach house, right? The lakefront property paid $600,000 cash.
After he ends his campaign, he goes, well, I'm going to go buy a $600,000 house. Thank all you suckers that sent your little bit of money to
the
me.
Revolution,
you made me a
against
big man.
The corrupt.
I know, it's great. Yeah. Yeah,
how do you
job,
go from
Bert.
Living in your car to paying cash for $600,000 beach
house? You work for
house.
Government.
Yeah.
You might say, Bernie, I could light a $1 bill in your $600,000 house.
Hey, Connor, thank you so much. That's a great one. And by the way, do please stay on the line and give Nick your address so we can get that prize package out to you pronto. All right, that's the idea. And the prize package, speaking of that, $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, and where, by the way, they don't just treat Mercedes-Benz, they now also take great care of BMWs. And you'll get a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown right here. You'll get a free massage for two. You'll have to You'll have the massage for two at the Relax and Comfort store, complete with treat basket, and that life-size cutout from Dino and Jantis Rentos. All right, so we'll...
heck of a package. Yeah. It's $200 plus. I mean, you know, let's get on the phones.
Not going to find a better one in this town.
That's pretty exciting.
All right, let's get back to the comment. Oh, I'm sorry, we got a comment, and that would be from Sam. Thank you for calling tonight, Sam. Appreciate your being out there. Is Sam with
Sam.
Us?
Sam's a strong, silent type.
Is he? All right.
Ground control to right. Sam.
Dangerous Sam.
All right. Is he there? Sam, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. You know, a lot of stuff that you say is pretty straightforward, and I appreciate that. The thing I wanted to comment on is I just don't know. You know, I know Trump's taking a lot of heat unjustly. I just don't know if it's a good idea to be lauding a guy like Putin. This guy kills people who don't agree with him.
Yeah, but then
we're aware of that.
So does Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I think the last count, the death pool for the Clintons was like 52. I think he's yet to get into double figures, not to make light of it. Listen, he is the leader of Russia. We're in a world right now that is in turmoil. We need Russia's cooperation with us. That is the reality of the situation. I don't like it any more than you do,
my
friend.
I don't think we tell them. We're just in a position whereby they got to be able to work together.
You know, there's no doubt about that, but a lot of people have given their lives to defend what Russia is not doing.
Let me ask you this. Do you think we would have won World War II without the cooperation of Stalin and the Soviet Union?
Oh, absolutely not. But
okay. That makes my point. That makes my point, though, right there.
They lost their religious base. They became a strictly, unlike us, a strictly capitalistic society without religion.
Sam, do you know what has happened in Russia since the Soviet Union fell in regards to the church? They have had a revival like the world has almost never seen before. The church has come back strong. The church is powerful over there now, at least much more so than they were under the Soviet Union. Did you know that Vladimir Putin wears a cross? Did you know that his mother was an Orthodox Christian?
He can wear whatever he wants.
The reason, the reason that he probably wears it? Because so many people in Russia are Orthodox Christians. Do you understand? Do you understand that the church had a revival when the communists went away? See, the communists never, they can't, this was, when I studied Marxism in college, the main flaw that I saw in it was its atheistic roots. Because you can burn the churches down all you want. You can take the Bibles away, but people are still going to pray to God.
Yeah, I believe there's a revival going on in Russia, but I don't believe Putin is it.
No, he's not. It's the Christian religion that's the revival. In essence, though, it never really went away. People just didn't talk about it. They didn't go to church. But as soon as they could, they did. They are a Christian nation, even though they're not. Their government's not founded on Christian Judeo principles like ours is. They are nonetheless a Christian nation by population. And he understands that. If at nothing else, if you want to just look at this in Machiavellian terms, he is looking at it in preserving his power and the power of Russia. And
that's a cop out.
But no, what he is doing is he is taking advantage of the nature of his population. His population is strongly Christian. He wants the support of the Christians.
You're walking on a very slippery slope there, my friend.
You can call it that what you want. What I'm trying to tell you is the reality that he's dealing with over there.
And it's unmoral and it's unethical.
As I said, so was the Soviet Union. But without the Soviet Union, I dare say, we would not be living in the world that we're living today.
Look,
do you pick your neighbors? Do you decide who lives next to you? But you have to get along with them, don't you?
Yeah, but
we didn't pick Putin. We didn't pick Russia. We don't pick the way they do business. But we do have to pick our friends in this world. And at some point, we have to look to people who can help us against our real enemies in this world. You can call it being on a slippery slope all you want. That is the world that Barack Hussein Obama left us. We have to deal with it.
You don't kill people that disagree with you, friend. That's wrong. That's plain wrong. You guys have lost your way here.
What the hell do you think we're doing to ISIS, my friend? We're killing people who disagree with us. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate the call, but now you're getting nonsensical. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
God bless you, brother.
Putin is not the ideal character in the world, but he is who we have to deal with. Now, we can either stick our heads up our butts, or we can deal with reality as it faces us. That's what we're all about here. We got to take a break. When we come back, Bo, you'll be up next. All right.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience, unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations, like table centerpieces, or arches, or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentoStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Trump HQ. Pulling the health care plan. A good thing.
Perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today.
Some lessons learned.
We learned a lot about loyalty. We learned a lot about the vote-getting process. We learned a lot about some very arcade rules.
The good news, a better Republican plan will come. The bad news, in the meantime, the Dems own Obamacare, and it's failing with every day. We're your answer for what's next. Trump HQ. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
I don't know if it's Sam or me that's hearing voices in our head.
True. But you know, one
thank you, Sam. I hope you're not upset with me.
When Sam talked about how you treat Putin, keep this in mind. Our friend McCain, right? He's a senator, right? What did he call the North Korean guy today?
The
he
little fat
him
man.
A crazy fat kid, crazy right? Fat. Yeah. And the North Korean gentleman said that that's war talk.
Yeah. The crazy fat kid?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said
it's funny.
I know, he's a crazy fat kid.
They're making an international thing.
I know.
By the way, one last thing about Putin, and this is something that I hope people will remember, too, in this whole discussion. Is Putin immortal?
Not.
He's going to die, isn't he?
Yep.
He's not going to be the ruler of Russia forever, right?
Unlike President Obama.
Right. So we need to lay the groundwork for future generations as much as for this one. You see, the problem that we have is we have such short-term thinking in the world. Yeah, I understand Putin's not the best guy, you know,
trying to trust the guy.
No.
You know, in other words, it's just a relationship, a survival relationship, and we know what type of character you are. whether it's good or bad.
We're trying to keep the world.
You know, we just got to keep functioning, keep the world at peace.
Trying to keep the world from exploding.
Let the world.
That's it. Now. That's it.
For love.
Right. Sweet.
That's
love.
Enough.
All right. All right.
Well, we got Bo Diddley here. He might be able to give us a tune.
Bo Diddley.
I'm sure that did not satisfy Sam any more than anything else I said, but it is important.
See the light.
Mm-hmm. It is important to realize that
no, but we're not endorsing anybody's ethics.
Right.
We're just trying to get along.
We're dealing with reality.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's like this healthcare bill thing, right? No, it's not the bill
it's
that I would put,
at all.
But it is the one that they can get passed with 51 votes in the Senate.
Right.
Now, you come up with a better plan or a better bill that'll get 50 passed with 51 votes in the Senate. We're there, baby. Yeah. Okay?
You gotta deal with what you've been dealt.
Exactly. Right. You got to play the hand you're dealt.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And Frank
knows that.
Putin's in it. Putin is in our hand. Do we throw that card out or do we play it? You
play the hand.
You play it. You play it, playo.
Well, Bo's here to play the contest.
All right.
He wants the big prize.
Let's go to Bo. Bo, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate you, man.
Well, it's Bo, but it ain't Bo Diddley.
Poor Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley.
Follow me on this.
You know Bo.
Chuck Schumer and Mr. Putin. Chucky sends Mr. Putin 1 million Supreme Chucky pizzas. With a note, personal note attached. I would have sent you uranium deal or plutonium or whatever you need over there, but Hillary and Mr. O ain't here no more. P.S. Bill sends his love. Help us if you can because this is getting confusing over here. Thanks. Chucky.
Help us
That's
if you can.
It, guys.
Help us if you can. Right.
That's good.
That's all I got tonight.
That's good, Bo.
Right. That's good enough, Bo. That's good.
Talk later.
Thank you so much.
Bo.
I appreciate it. All right, so that's the idea if you want to get in on the contest tonight. You got a few minutes left in this segment and then another full segment of the show. And then the last segment of the show, we will decide the winner tonight.
Remember, it's at 6 o'clock, the line open. It's time for you to come up with your statement about whatever politician, senator or congressman.
You got one there, Aubrey Kahn?
Yep.
No.
Oh, man, I can't believe he's without words.
Tonight, I'm the strong, silent type.
You're on the radio. You can't just sit there and look at
I've got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
What's the definition of a racist?
Tell me.
It is a person who has won an argument with a Democrat.
That's about the size of it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
What's the definition of an Islamophobe?
Which is?
A person who has won an argument with a Democrat.
We get the idea. We get the idea.
Listen, Audrey, if you don't see it again, great.
No. By the way, a lot is being made on some other shows about Donald Trump saying today to the Freedom Caucus, you're the problem. If you don't get on board, I'm going to go over and work with the Democrats. As I've told you
part
before,
of sales, part
this
of sales.
Is the art of the deal.
Right.
This is the art of the deal. It's like he's working with a contractor. Okay, you won't give me the deal I want. I'm going to go across the street to your competitor. He's playing competitors off of one another. And if the Freedom Caucus and those people are smart, they'll play along with Trump and they'll get what they want. Maybe not all in one bite, but to get it in stages, you still get it.
Yeah.
So it's up to you, fellas. That's what Trump is saying, is it's up to you, fellas. Where do we go from here? I want to deal with you. But if you don't want to deal with me, I'll look for others who do.
And it's nice he constantly states it so the public hears it and hears it.
He's
and
building,
the pressure builds more and more.
Exactly. It's all the art of the deal. This guy has done this all his life. He watched his old man do it when he was
As a kid.
Yeah. Could barely come up to the old man's waist. I mean, this is his life. He knows what he's doing. So don't get too stressed out about it. And if you do, go over to the Relax and Comfort Store
in
Winter Park Village.
You've got two chairs waiting for you and a bed.
Sit in one of those Panasonic chairs. That'll relax you out.
Two chairs and a bed. That would be a good 3-hour visit.
I tell you, you know, look, we got reality to deal with. We got a mess to clean up. It's like every now and then I'll get a job, you know, that I don't really want to do this, but I got to do it if I want to do it right. Sometimes you got to do things in life you don't really want to do, but you got no other choice. Vladimir Putin, we got you. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Fending off growing criticism, the Trump administration invited lawmakers from both parties Thursday to view classified material it says relates to surveillance of the president's associates. The White House refused to say whether it secretly fed intelligence reports to a top Republican investigating possible coordination between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. Basketball mad North Carolina is hoping that its move to roll back its bathroom bill will help it avoid another costly hit as the NCAA selects 4 years of championship sites for a variety of sports. College athletics' governing body is deciding this week on locations for tournaments through the spring of 2022. It said it wouldn't award any to North Carolina if the law known as House Bill 2 was still on the books. On Wall Street, the Dow by 69 points, the NASDAQ rose 17. More details at srnnews.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces, or arches, or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentoStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Trump HQ. Repeal and replace doesn't come to a vote.
Obamacare, which is, you know, the message is still the same. It's a failing system, skyrocketing premiums and deductibles and fewer choices, but is now squarely in the hands of Democrats that own this. People who stood with Nancy Pelosi today understand that that system's going down, and the higher costs and the fewer choices that are going to continue to come of this bill are on their shoulders, not ours.
It's time to concentrate on tax reform and the budget. What's next? You'll get it all right here. Trump HQ. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, we're back. We're live right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And later on this evening, matter of fact, at midnight, that's Eastern time, we'll be on a delayed basis on Red Nation Rising Radio Network. And you can find us there at rednationrising.us.
We need to get a winner off of the Red Rising, for the contest.
That's right, we do. Yeah, we're going to have to entice one of you Red Nation Rising listeners to
find something. We can get to them.
You can always listen to us live, 5 to 7 Eastern time on That's PM. AM660TheAnswer.com or go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and hit the Listen Live link there, and it'll take you to the AM660TheAnswer.com website. All right. I am Christopher Hart.
Quickie, though.
Real quick.
When
does Hart, Rick Brown, Aubrey Kahn, Mike McBath.
When does baseball start?
Sunday.
Soon.
Sunday. And for you folks who listen to us live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer, when the Rays are playing during our show, we have to let them have the airwaves, but we are still streaming on the internet regardless of the Rays. So you'll be able to listen to us at AM660TheAnswer.com regardless of whether the Rays are playing or not. And if the Rays do interrupt any one of our programs, you can find us there. Or download the free WORL-FM-AM app into your smart device, or go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and we're linked once again to the station's website. So you do have options. And on Sunday night, you will be able to listen to us on 1520 WBZW. Okay, and oh, that's right. You can always listen to our shows in our archives, and on the, you can subscribe to iTunes. All right,
oh, and there's plenty of ways to catch the show.
That's right.
That's great.
So we really do appreciate, however, you do listen. All right. So our contest is going on. You got one more segment to get in your contest entries, ladies. Where are you tonight?
Yeah,
we had a lot of ladies last week.
You know,
no
I
ladies
don't see
tonight.
Peggy. You know, a group of them haven't called.
That's right,
and,
ladies.
Know, they've had some big winners, too.
Yeah,
this
come on.
This is a pretty easy one. This is an easy one.
Yeah, so come up with that that message.
Just
you
leave,
would
leave your message for any politician, and let them know what you think.
Or you could leave it for, say, Joy Behar or Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, Whoopi. Yeah, oh, she's a doll.
All right. All right, a couple things going on this weekend that aren't wrestling-related. You got the All-British Car Show, the 33rd annual All-British Car Show. Going on at Mead Gardens, at Great Gardens right there between Orlando and Winter Park, just off 1792.
Yep.
And it's free. The cars begin arriving around 8 a.m. The show actually officially begins at 10, goes to the road around 3, you said, Rick?
Around 3 o'clock, yep.
And they do have awards there, prizes and stuff, so it's serious competition. And Rick will be there, either with or without his MG.
You'll find me. I'll be walking around with the British flag on my hat.
There you go. And once again, this is a free event. It's for the whole family, and there'll be food and stuff like that out
Four
there.
Four Rivers is going to be the food vendor, and there should be over 200 cars, and the weather is supposed to be beautiful.
Oh, it should be great.
And it's just a great setting.
Right. And you got time to do that. And then join me at the third annual Wounded Officers Initiative Gala at the Ocoee Lakeshore Center. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday. I'll be emceeing the event, and this is a great way to show your support for our law enforcement community. You can get your tickets. If it's not sold out, it may be sold out by now, but you can still help out and find out more about the organization by going to woundedofficersinitiative.org.
They take contributions.
Absolutely. Yep. Woundedofficersinitiative.org. They're there to help the officers who are wounded or injured in the line of duty, and they'll be honoring injured and wounded officers who have been wounded this past year on Saturday night, plus they'll have the ones who were there from the year before. So it's an excellent event, and we hope you'll come out and join us at both of those events. So say hello to Rick at the British Car Show and to me at the annual Wounded Officers Initiative Gala.
I'll be unbelievable at a horse show.
You're going to be
up in Weirsdale, outside of the villages. Yeah. They have actually it's a 2-day horse show starting Saturday.
That's nice.
And it's for hunters, you know.
So do you walk around wearing those riding pants like Reagan used to wear?
No, I actually, but I will say this. Most of the women, you know, are, in good shape. They ride horses.
So are you going to look at the horses? Or?
You know, the Weirsdale place that they do it at, they have a carriage museum there, and they also have like a bar there. So as I watch my money go down the drain, I just sit in a bar and drink martinis.
Drink your blues away.
And then they show me a couple ribbons and they say,
carriage,
boy,
right?
That's really great. You won 3 ribbons. Oh, great. Oh, man.
I think Aubrey knows the definition of a horse show. So we'll...
What is it? Oh,
no, we can't tell you.
Maybe we should.
Okay, Aubrey, thanks for stopping by.
All right, so the contest lines are open, 407-774-8255. That is the number. All right, Devin Nunez, the congressman from California who's heading up the House Intelligence Committee. The Senate had their hearings today, and it's this, I mean, they're clutching for straws, any little thing, and I think it's as much a danger for the Democrats to keep pursuing this nonsense as anything else. I mean, they're trying to hang this.
I think the public is so, like, look at that headline. Two White House officials help give Nunez access to, oh, wow. That would be my response as a regular.
That's one thing I wanted to comment about, mm-hmm. because when Trump first made the tweet that Obama had tapped his, you know, Trump towers, right? You had all these liberals out there going, where's the proof? And Trump saying, well, you know, it'll come out in the hearings. Oh, but you're the president. You can get the proof yourself. All you have to do is tell your intelligence agencies. Didn't you know, stupid, that you're now the head of the intelligence agencies? They all work for you. All you have to do is ask the intelligence agencies for the information, and they'll be happy to give it to you, and then you can give it to us. And so I guess they kind of did that. They get Nunez, they say, look, here's what we found.
Here's the reports.
We're giving it to you, now go out and give it to the world. And so now, he got it from the White House. Why, they can't be doing that. Why, they messing up the investigation. They tampering with it. We got to have him recuse himself. What's the White House doing getting involved in all this? You just cannot please these fools.
But the danger they face is people like Rick and myself, we watch the headlines like that. Who cares? You people, meaning in Washington and everything, you enjoy your own conversation and everything. I want to see you get the work and get stuff done.
Did you hear no traction at all.
Pardon me. Did you hear Trey Gowdy's response when he was asked about it?
I heard that was funny.
He says, I don't care if it came from the White House or the Waffle House. All I care about is whether it's true or not.
Right. That's about right. Who cares? We're so tired of these stories. Right. They're so weak.
If you want to have an investigation and you're going to demand that the administration produce proof, then don't go around complaining when they do, you stupid idiots.
Here it is. Oh, I don't like it. Oh.
I mean, they think that they can just, as I said earlier, they think they can turn it on and turn it off or change the channel at any moment.
Well, there's enough idiots out there that will agree with
them. Yeah, but not enough, and it has no track. It's like calling me a racist, right?
It's too old. Change the story.
It's losing its luster,
shall we say.
All right, let's get back to our contest line.
Big Joe.
If you have an entry, call us now. Joe is up next. Joe, thanks for calling this evening. We appreciate that.
Hey, good. How are my favorite Americans tonight?
All right,
Joe. Excellent. Joe, how are you this evening? Thank you so much.
Almost all my favorite Americans.
Okay, so. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Bloody like all the good jobs. Anyway, I would leave my message for the Reverend Al Charlatan.
Okay. Good. He hasn't been on the table. Good.
Yeah. And just want to go back and tell him that, listen, I still have the notes from his first sermon. And Al, there are 12 apostles, not 10. There are 10 commandments, not 12. David slew Goliath. He did not slap the ever-living snot out of him. And lastly, there was a taffy pulling contest at St. Peter's. St. Taffy's was not holding... Oh, well, never mind. But anyway, that's would leave for him.
Al, pay back the $4.5 million to the government, you bum.
All right, Joe.
And start shopping in the men's department, Al.
I like that.
Al has been left alone by the call-ins.
I appreciate that.
Very good, Joe.
Excellent. All right. Ken is next. Ken, thank you for calling this evening. We appreciate that.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Howdy.
Okay, I really hate to beat a dead horse, but it's another one for Senator Schumer.
He deserves it.
He's like Anthony Weiner. Yeah, no, he's a popular guy.
Hey, he puts himself out there and will deliver the message. He's getting a lot of phone calls.
All right, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, here we go. Greetings to you, Senator Schumer. I say this with no sense of humor or a smidgen of tact, because it's a natural fact you are a congressional tumor.
What? You are. Oh my God, that was very pretty. How about that, guys?
Limericks.
That was pretty strong.
Yeah. Limericks on the adversary.
Yeah, different style. Yeah, very good.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
That was good.
All right, Ken, make sure we got your phone number, brother.
Boy,
thank you so much.
Like that. That's a tough one.
All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. If you call now or during the break, we'll go ahead and get your entry in. Otherwise, we will choose the winner before we go off the air here tonight. So a lot of great entries already in. But maybe the winner hasn't been called in yet. Well, we won't know until you call it in, unless maybe we already have it. Okay, and... let's see. So the thing about Nunez is, and I thought he had a great response yesterday too.
All these
calls clamoring around for him to recuse himself.
I know. Why should
resign?
I?
Why should I?
Yeah. Why?
Why
What's
should
the
I?
Problem?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yep.
You know, it's just because Democrats and the liberal media clamor and call for something doesn't mean you got to bow down and do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with you.
So finally, we're finding some people who have spines.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It turns out Nunez has got one.
Oh, yeah, he fired right back. What are you talking about?
That's right.
Amen to that. That's great for
him. Amen to that. And by the way, one more thing about Putin. When it comes to Putin, when it comes to dealing with Putin, I'd rather have a guy who's a wheeler and dealer like Trump, who knows how to deal with people who try to take advantage of him, rather than Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama,
who are looking to sell
our interests out down
like uranium,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You wonder why that story that should keep flashing back to that uranium.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wonder in the big house.
You know, it's a bad deal.
They brought it up at the White House the other day. Trump, you know what? What's going on? He tweeted out, "What about Hillary?
Where's the continuous news and investigation on this issue?
Right,
Comey.
So, yeah, keep pushing this stuff. Just keep pushing." Keep pushing.
All right.
Well, we're going to push on into a break when we come back. As I said, if you call during the break.
A couple more calls. You got a chance at the $200.
Of prizes. All right. Right here tonight, we will announce the winner. And don't forget, a lot of great wrestling coming up this weekend. You got the British Car Show Saturday. You got the third annual Wounded Officers Initiative Gala. There's no reason not to have a great weekend right here in Central Florida. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken
taking advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
All right, that's for Roman Reigns. He's going to take on The Undertaker Sunday night, WrestleMania. That'll
well, I
be
hope
awesome.
The Undertaker never dies in the ring. I mean, really, now if he had a heart attack, that would be horrible. We wouldn't believe it, right?
Shame
if we were
on
watching
you.
It.
Shame.
No, but I
Knock
hope it never
wood.
Happens. No, I'm a fan of The Undertaker.
No, he makes the other wrestlers rest in peace.
That's great.
All right. Rick is on the contest line. We will take his entry. If you're not calling right now, you won't get in tonight's contest, but there will always be one next week. Rick, thank you for calling. Appreciate you being there.
This ties in with what I have to say. By the way, Red Nation sounds like something back in the 50s or 60s that was a communist plot of some kind.
It has to do, of course, with characterizing red states and blue states. You know what it's all about. All right, what's your contest entry?
All right, by the way, I just want to mention, this ties in with it. The EPA chief sided with the pesticide lobby and aborted the agency's proposal to ban chlorpyrifos, which can harm children's brains and nervous systems, and he's siding with the pesticide industry.
I don't know anything about that particular chemical. I'll look into it and see. All right?
All right. I would give him a message. I hope he pays for face masks for everybody in West Virginia and Kentucky and bottled water for everybody who's near the pipeline.
Face masks and bottled water. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks, Rick. We appreciate you participating in our contest. We appreciate that tonight. Okay, so anybody else in there?
Nope, that's it.
Okay,
right.
So that's going to wrap it up for the contest tonight. Well, Nick, we start with you. What say ye?
I'm going back towards the beginning. I really like David's entry. It was an interesting take on it, as far as the pharmacy calling.
Yeah, the mental health agency.
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
have to adjust their medications.
That was cute. I like the style of his presentation. Yeah,
that was the good one. That was. Okay, so one vote for David. Rick?
You know, I really like Joe. But Ken came in afterwards, I think, kind of cleaned it up.
Yeah, he had the rhyme.
Yep.
The no humor, the congressional tumor for Chucky.
Up Chuck Schumer. Yeah.
All right, so that's one for Ken, one for David. And Aubrey Khan.
I'm going with Joe.
You're going with Joe.
Joe's my man.
Joe
is the man.
Taffy pulling contest at St. Peter's.
And I like Al Sharpton. You got the right guy.
Yeah.
That's a nice phone call, Joe.
After all, Al is a freaking American.
Make sure you call Joe's church that doesn't exist, or Al's church.
All right. So, Macbeth, you going to shake this up?
I think I may determine the winner here.
Maybe.
Ken.
Aha.
I liked his style.
Yeah.
I like a little poetry to add a little class to the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with Ken on this one.
All right. Well,
okay.
Maybe
Uh-oh.
You did. Maybe you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like a split coming up.
All right. So
look at Nick back there. He's loving it.
This is a tough one.
You remember there was talk of our man who heads up the investigation going to the White House and getting information. I think the two of you were in collusion. You went back there to the sound booth. I was watching you.
I'm going to be shocked if he takes Nick's.
I know nothing. I'll say nothing.
I don't believe he'll take Nick's. So we're going to see this one.
So you got Nick chose David. Mike, Mike chose Ken along with Rick.
Right.
And I liked Joe's, too. I liked them all. I liked Frank's, you know, with the knuckle
Frank
Reuben.
Very
with
good.
The extra
I like that.
Russian
a little
dressing.
Physical, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was the Al Sharpton one that grabbed me.
And that's
me.
A good one, too.
So we have a tie.
So it's a tie between Ken and Joe. So the prize goes to?
Both.
David.
Yeah.
That's how Democrats do it.
Actually, Nick was thinking he was getting it. He's back there cheering, you know.
All right. So both Ken
well,
and
Joe. Well, that's a nice package for both those guys.
I'm going to win the package tonight. All right.
You're not splitting it like you did the other day?
No.
You should have them as a prelim in the wrestling ring.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So they both got a cutout, but only 3 feet tall, right?
Yeah. Nope.
Instead of 10-5, instead of 20-10.
Nope. They get the full.
That's why it pays to listen and participate. And look at Ken coming in right in the very end.
That's right. Well, both of them were on the tail end.
Very strong.
But they were all, once again, they're all great entries. We really do appreciate your participating in our contest.
Frank's was good.
And we'll have a brand new one next week. That's right.
We'll be ready to party.
So we'll see what happens next week. And thank you for doing that. Once again, we appreciate it.
That's good, because if you split the prize package, they would have to share one chair. Over relaxed.
Might not work as well that way.
We'll not
force anybody to undergo that uncomfortable situation there. All right, so what else we got here?
Yeah, we got that. Just came out from the Wall Street Journal. Mike Flynn, we all know who he is, has offered to be interviewed in a probe of the Trump team's Russia ties in exchange for immunity. That means he's just going to say nothing to nothing, and you know everybody's going to get excited about this. He must know the inside because he has immunity. I just want to tell you, and Trump did nothing wrong. That's it.
Let's just put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has the information that's been leaked and more, and they've said there's been no collaboration. There's no collaboration.
I mean, look how they set this story up, though, immunity, by using that word.
Well, Mike Flynn has to be worried about Mike Flynn.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right?
Without a doubt.
And at this point, he has to understand that his well-being, his legal situation is at jeopardy here. He has to look out for himself.
Maybe Farkas will be watching this announcement.
Maybe.
Or she may be needing it very soon.
Maybe so. And maybe he wants to talk and just not have to worry about you know, these Democrats flying off the handle and doing something stupid.
He could pull a Lois Lerner, right? I've got immunity and I plead the fifth the whole time I'm up there.
Yeah, which she did.
Chris, the other
while she was Attorney General, she pleaded the fifth in a congressional hearing.
Mm-hmm. The other news note, which is amusing because we talk about money all the time, is the U.S. debt is likely to double as a share of the economy over the next 30 years, according to the CBO. What do they know? How do you know that? They just take, right? They take a set.
They do the general thumbsuck rule.
I understand, but that never works. They're never on money.
Right.
It's a joke. I can't believe they waste time coming out with that. 30 years from now, I might, you know, 5 years from now.
What they are doing is projecting as the policies exist now.
Right.
That includes Obamacare. That includes the tax situation that we have now. And I don't doubt that if we don't make major changes, they're right.
They are going to be right at that.
Right? They're probably underestimating it.
I mean, we're
at
77% of the gross national product, and we would go to about 150% of the gross national product.
See, the whole idea of electing Trump is so that we don't continue down that road.
You got it.
Right? And so we want to put this economy back on its feet. We want to get the world in a better place, given the players that we have to deal with out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't choose them. We have to deal with them.
I agree.
And we can't blind ourselves to the reality that exists in our world. It's not a world of our choosing, but it's a world of our dealing with. Mm. And so that's what we have to do, and that's what we do around here. Once again, that's why we're the voice to be reckoned with. We're the Titans of Talk Radio. We're not fooling around, and we're not here to be taken in. We're here to deal with reality as it is dealt. And that's what we're all about. And if you would like to be a part of what we do, you can join the American Adversaries Army. We really do appreciate those of you who are members of the Army. You do make a big difference, and we do appreciate that. You can do that by going to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. The new website will make it easier to do so, but right now it's pretty easy as it is. You'll find our archive there and links to our sponsors and other things as well. We're once again working to make things as easy for you as possible and as profitable for our sponsors as possible. So please support them because they support us, and we really do appreciate that. And don't forget the British Car Show, Mead Gardens, Saturday, and the Wounded Officers Initiative Gala, Saturday night. all wrapped around a bunch of great live wrestling going on. Now, the special guests we wanted to have, they got to town late. They're in town. Right. They couldn't make it here tonight. They promised to get up here tomorrow night. We hope they do. Yep.
Haxel said Sabu is a very interesting character. So he, he said he's pretty rambunctious, Chris, so you better protect yourself.
my son texted me and said he's a complete savage.
Is that right?
So, Chris, you better have a weightlift tonight, you know, instead of going out to dinner.
Sabu and Melissa Coates.
Actually, Melissa, you better.
So it'd be a lot of fun for tomorrow night's show. Thank you so very much for listening tonight. Don't forget, if you didn't get enough of us in 2 hours, you can listen to us again tonight on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, rednationrising.us. And you can always listen to us at, by going to our archive. AmericanAdversaries.com is the website. The archive is right there. All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Yay. Please do tune in tomorrow night. Congratulations to all of our entrants and
two
to
winners.
The two winners.
That really does pay the
cost.
Wow, that's $400 worth of prizes.
Where else does anybody do that? Yep. Night, everybody.
All right.